Welcome, bienvenidos, ladies and gentlemen, to my new venture. Algo nuevecito que estoy haciendo para todos ustedes. Esto es como un estilo podcast, pero entrevistando artistas locales, internacionales, que, bueno, a mí que lo que a mí me gustan. Y yo creo que, yo quiero que ustedes lo conocieran, la música de ellos, ¿ok? Porque yo soy fanático de ellos, and I want you to be a fan of them as well, all right? Bienvenidos al Salón de Speedy Jr., por ahora es el nombre del podcast, por ahora, entonces, until I can figure a better one. And I have a very, very special guest, un invitado muy especial. Él se llama Cano One. Cano One, bienvenidos, Cano One, a my first show.
Yo, yes? Speedy, ¿cómo estamos, pai?
Bueno, muy bien, man.
Gracias por la oportunidad.
No, no hay problema, brother. No hay problema.
Appreciate it, man.
La pregunta que te hago es... primeramente, yo te conocí tocando en un lugar en Newport Richey que se llamaba Dual Set. Yes. Y usted siempre me venía con la música tuya. Y, you know, tengo que decirte que hay muchos artistas que traen la música a mí, locales o lo que sea, puede ser internacional. Eso, ¿sabes cuántos emails me llegan a mi correo por trabajar en la emisora? And man, a lot of it's garbage. You know what I mean? It's not, you know, what can I say, man? It's the world that we live in, you know? You know, no todo el mundo tiene la chispa y el talento, ¿verdad? El talento para hacer esto y no de hacer de hacer la música de una manera que todo el mundo va a gustar. Ese problema. So, tell me what got you into before getting to where you were actually recording, where the first single was Bailame, right?
Yes,
which I'm going to play for you guys in a little bit. Voy a tocar para todos ustedes solo en unos par de minutitos, pero explícame qué fue tu inspiración para hacer esto.
What inspired me to do reggaeton music? Mm-hmm. I've always been into hip hop music. I've been an MC for 10 plus years,
right?
But I put the music away for a little bit to focus on my work and my family. I'm very Latino-centric.
Right.
My kids are Boricua. Mm-hmm. I lived in Puerto Rico for 2 years in Salina.
Okay.
I love dancing salsa and bachata. Mm.
That's where I me llamaron la atención. You're like me. Like, Spanish is a second language to me. Right, you know what I mean?
Right.
So,
exactly.
You know, we have that challenge, at least as far as like cuando lo vea nosotros y habla con nosotros la gente, dicen, oh, es el gringo, you know? You know what I mean?
Sí.
You know?
Entiendo mucho. Like, like, I'm listening to you this whole time.
Right.
Like, I got it. But to speak, sometimes I'm not as good.
No, you know? We do. It's my show. It's my podcast. We do it how I want it. And I want it bilingual. It's the way it's going to be. So
yeah, but I'm very much into Latin culture. I mean, that's how I met you, dancing salsa. That's how I met my wife, dancing salsa.
Okay. Very cool.
We would go to house parties with all my Boricua friends.
Right.
And we would do karaoke. And they knew that I was a rapper. So they would hear me do Nicky Jam or Zion E. Lennox.
Uh-huh.
And they would be like, wow, man, you sound really good. You should try doing a reggaeton song. So I was like, all right, just kidding, joking around. Like, just as an experiment. Like, well, let me try it. I had reached out to you about maybe finding some writers or some producers. Mm-hmm. You kind of helped me out a little bit. And I ran into Vani of Vani Music, who's my producer now.
Now, háblame un poquito de Vani. Who has he done so far as well? He worked with you. He's worked with you, of course. Who else has he worked with?
Yeah, El Marquez, Poopy Rap.
Okay.
El Alex.
Okay.
And a few other artists as well, too. So.
Is he Cuban?
Cuban.
I believe. Yeah. So he's like in the Cubaton kind of world, right?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah? Exactly.
So so your instrumentals are unique because they're a little bit, they're not a traditional reggaeton sound.
Dance
that's
hall
what I kind of
vibe.
Like a dance hall vibe.
Yeah.
Cool. You know,
yeah, exactly.
A tropical vibe.
Yeah.
There
exactly.
You go. That's what I get from the songs.
Right. Right.
So, then you hooked up with him, and we made it a reality.
Yeah, we did Bailame, and it worked.
Yeah.
We were very, very impressed.
So
I mean, it was all in Spanish.
Did you write Bailame?
No.
¿Escrito por ti completamente? ¿Fue junto con Vani or?
Vani was the ghostwriter for Bailame.
Yeah. Okay, cool. All right.
Yep.
So I want to play it right now for everyone to listen to it. So let's play it, and then we'll get back and talking about the rest of your man. I see I'm in your Spotify right now. Tengo como uno, dos, tres, cuatro, cinco, seis, siete diferentes canciones. Eso como EP, so, un EP, very, un disco pequeño que ya tiene hecho ya.
Very busy. Yeah,
yeah, you I got mean, a little. You got a little record already
we
done.
Do. We do.
Yeah. Yeah,
trying to put out a single every month.
So. This, you should make combine these as an EP and change it on the Spotify thing. I'm just un consejo. So go ahead and introduce Bailame for everybody.
This is Kano One, and this is my song Bailame. Enjoy.
Kano, funny music. You know.
Yo sé que es muy tarde para volver a vernos. Debo admitir lo que los dos lo queremos. La oportunidad tenemos que concedernos. Aunque no sea fácil, tenemos que hacerlo. Y así juntico vamos entrando en calor. Cuerpo con cuerpo va corriendo el sudor. Y si tú quieres lo mismo que yo quiero.
Club, you know, so yeah, I'm gonna play it right away, and usually I don't do that, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like
yeah.
I personally don't do that, and you know, I still said, you know what, I'm gonna play it, you know, but you yeah. supported me, you know, and coming and coming out to the club, stuff like that. And I know you're local over here on this side of town, or and at least in the over there in the Pasco yeah. County area,
and the music's and, good too, man.
Yeah, man,
it really
man,
gives
it sound,
me a, it gives
that
me
song
a
sounds great.
It gives me a confidence that when I go to a DJ or just show it to anybody that I know they're going to be like, wow, that's really good.
Esa canción fue muy impactante para mí. I said, man, coño, man, this guy sounds really good, man, you know? And I said, like, you know, of course, like, you're like me, and like, your Spanish is not, you know, is a second language, you know?
Right, exactly.
So it was definitely very, very inspiring.
Nice.
To hear your music. So the second single, Es Quieres Volver. Dime de esa canción, how it came about. It was still in the same process of Bailame.
Now with Quieres Volver, I thought when I was gonna be, you know, become a reggaetonero, that it was gonna just be all in Spanish. Like I said before earlier, I was an MC for 10 plus years.
Right.
Vani, my producer, heard some of my old stuff, some of my old rap, and he liked it, and he said, "Hey, this is the road you need to go down. We should do a Spanish coro with English rap."
Okay.
And so yeah, he wrote the chorus for Quieres Volver.
Yeah.
And then I took off with the raps, and we've been on that path ever since. Just the Spanglish vibe.
All right. So go ahead and introduce Quieres Volver, and I'm gonna play it right now.
You're listening to Kano One here with Speedy Jr., and this is my single Quieres Volver.
olvida lo que la gente te diga, que como quiera tienes que volver. Si a tu cuerpo le falta compañía, aunque no quieras, tienes que entender. Olvida lo que te mente, tienes que ceder. No somos tan diferentes, ya me gusta. You see, I'm the man you need with jamborees and fantasies, okay? We broke up then, but I'll admit I get a little bit choked up when I think about all the fun that we had. I've come to see that you're the one for me, yeah. Olvida lo que la gente te diga, que como quiera tienes que volver. Si a tu cuerpo le falta compañía, aunque no quiera tienes que entender. Olvida lo que te mente, tienes que ceder. No somos tan diferentes, ya me gusta también. To be a queen, but eventually I've seen we belong together in this song forever. Cause our bond was never really gone forever. Tell me why you've been so quiet then. I'm flying in with an eye on the bride. Let's try again. Olvida lo que la gente te diga, que como quiera tienes que volver. Si a tu cuerpo le falta compañía, aunque no quiera tienes que entender. Olvida lo que te mente, tienes que ceder. No somos. Me gusta también.
Quieres volver. I like that. I like the flow, the bilingual flow. It's a song that it rides out, you know? It's like, it's algo suavecito, right?
Yeah. Something good for the club, you know? Yes. Definitely.
Yeah, man. So let's see. Then after Quieres Volver, we worked on Pa' Mi. And Pa' Mi, you actually have a video for this in the works, right?
Yes. We're going to.
There's a video for Bailame as well, right?
There is a video for Bailame, okay. Yes. Uh-huh.
All right. So they can check that out on YouTube right now go to your YouTube channel.
It's youtube.com/C/ Kano1. Okay. Kano1.
Okay. Excelente. La canción by Pa' Mi. You're working on a new video now. Yes. Nuevo video y la canción fue masterizado por alguien muy famoso. Tell me about that. The gentleman who remastered your song.
Yeah, we released Pa' Mi about 9 months ago.
Yeah.
Since then we decided to do we've already released like 6 or 7 songs since then, and we were just trying to pick what would be the best song to do a music video for.
Okay.
And we thought Pa' Mi would be perfect.
All right.
So I wanted to get it remastered. So mm-hmm. we went down south to Fort Lauderdale to Mike Fuller and got him to remaster.
Now, for anybody, the people who don't know who Mike Fuller is, dale la información de the resume.
Yeah, señor. I mean, wow. Yeah, he's worked with so many big artists. I mean, mm-hmm. everybody you hear on the radio. All the reggaetoneros, salsa, I mean, he's the guy that masters all their music. So it was such a blessing to be an indie artist like myself,
right,
to be able to even be in that kind of studio.
Yeah.
And he treated me just like, you know, a professional. And he really was he was feeling the music too. He was really feeling by me. So that was cool.
Excellent, man. So tengo entendido the remastered version is not up on Spotify yet.
Right? Not on Spotify. Yeah, we're gonna release
the old
it. School.
The old version is the one that's up on Spotify.
Yes.
And this the remastered version is what the video is gonna be too. Right.
Yes. Uh-huh.
And I have the remastered version because you sent it to me because you like me, right?
Yes, right, man.
So vamos a tocarle
absolutely
para mí remasterizado por el maestro Mike Fuller. Mm-hmm. Aquí en el Salón de Speedy Jr. Here it is, ladies and gentlemen. Count of one. Pa' mí.
Yeah. Count of one. It's such a mystery the way we flow. Y ni siquiera fui quien lo empezó. I don't know, tell me where did it go. Y me dice que a todo acabó. Y aunque no lo vea así, a ti te hicieron pa' mí. A donde vayas, yo a ti te voy a seguir. Para mí, para mí, para mí. Solo te quiero para mí. Y no me importa, yo solo te quiero aquí. Para mí, para mí, para mí. Solo te quiero para mí. Y no me importa, yo solo te quiero aquí. Hey, yeah. Hey, yeah. Hey, yeah. I'ma lock it down, then put the rock around the right finger. I might linger, but I mean well. You better never look at what them magazine sells, 'cause your body is downright flawless. You ain't a hottie, I found my goddess.
Para mí, para mí, para mí. Solo te quiero para mí. Y no me importa, yo solo te quiero aquí. Para mí, para mí, para mí. Solo te quiero para mí. Y no me importa, yo solo.
Together. I hate that I know you're deserving it better. The way that you mold to the curve of the leather. Now where you in that fine behind off to? 'Cause I don't think I'll ever get my mind off you. I've been patient with your temptation. You're the grim de la grim of a sensation.
It's such a mystery the way we flow. Y ni siquiera fui quien lo empezó. I don't know, tell me where did it go. Y me dice que a todo acabo. Y aunque no lo vea así, a ti te hicieron pa' mí.
Me gusta mucho Pami remastered version exclusive here and a Salón de Speedy Jr. And I have Cano One in the building in the studio. Cano One. And estamos hablando del repertorio del señor porque tiene un repertorio muy muy interesante. His producer is Vanny Music.
Yes.
Vanny Music no tradicionalmente trabaja con reggaetoneros que no son Cuba artists. Yeah. Él hace con lo que nosotros llamamos como cubatón con su artistas. And so the next single that I see is Abre la Botella.
Abre la yeah. Botella.
So let's talk about Abre la Botella. Y es una, hiciste con uno de esas artistas de Vanny Music, uno yes. de esos yeah, artistas cubanos.
El Marquez. Yeah. Abre la Botella was a blast, man. Yeah. We had so much fun. It was the first time I got to link up with El Marquez, and we mm-hmm. had already begun to build a relationship, seeing him in and out of the studio.
Yeah.
And we just had a blast with it, man, in the studio. And yeah, I came with my verse already, which was in English. Anytime I do a song with the Vonnie guys, they want me to rap in English or sing right. in English. So I rapped in English, and then Vonnie was like, man, something's missing. And so we just freestyled right there, and we did like a English singing verse. And we shot the video for this as well. And yeah, we just had a blast with it, man. It's a fun song to do in concert. Overall, just a good time.
Yeah. Let's play it for everybody right now here in the Salón de Speedy Jr. World premiere.
Abre la Botella, El Marquez and Kano One.
Let's go. This is with El Marquez, right?
El Marquez.
That's his name, yes. Yeah. That's a collaboration, and this is one of the great songs, one of the other great songs that Kano One tiene para todos ustedes. So, está presentando aquí en la Bahía de Tampa, Florida, mm-hmm. En diferentes festivales, diferentes eventos. Cuéntame, yes. Talk to me about something that's coming up in the future for you.
Man, big ups to Richard Del Rio and, yeah? And Tampa Best Promotions. Florida Best Promotions. I've known him for a little while, and when he started doing the Sasso and the Sponge Docs.
Mr. Richard Del Rio.
Richard
yes.
Del Rio. When I did Bailame, yeah. I was, again, I was just like, wow, we did something great here. And I emailed it to Richard, and I said, hey, check this out. Let me know if you can put me on. I can perform it. And he was impressed, and like he was like, wow, man, this is good. I want you to be at... Sasso on the Sponge Docs. So I performed it there, And then he was like, every time we do something, I want you to be there. So I performed here in Tampa at Tampa Waterworks.
Okay.
Salsa at the water park.
Yeah.
And Salsa de Mayo. And we even have an event coming up, Salsa de Mayo, May 2nd. And I'll be headlining on the main stage.
Oh, man. So you're busy, man.
Yes.
Yeah, you're busy. You're busy.
Oh, yeah.
That's good. Háblame de esta canción que se llama Toda la Noche.
Toda la Noche. Man, this is probably one of my funnest songs as a solo song to do.
Okay.
I'm just really digging the vibe.
Yeah.
Especially doing it at like a Latin night. Just gets the people hype, get them going. And this is going to be the next video. We're already in the works. We're going to shoot it in April. And we're going to have a great time, man, with this song.
Dale, preséntala ahora, Toda la Noche.
This is, mi gente, this is Toda la Noche, Kano One, Vani Music. Let's go.
Yo a ti te imagino así, bailando para mí toda la noche sin dormir. Y a quien le voy a decir que si no vivo es por ti, que si te pierdo voy a sufrir. Y te imagino así. Never go right. We're holding your hands in the low light, and both of us dance for the whole night, trying to put the brands in your pants, but it's so tight. Never stopping till the sun has come up. There's a ton to sum up when you come in done up. It's fun to one up every couple in the club. We move into the beat and double in the love. Mentirte, yo a ti te imagino así, bailando para mí toda la noche sin dormir. Y a quien le voy a decir que si no vivo. Si te pierdo voy a sufrir. Y te imagino así. Y toda la noche dándole. Si quiero lo hacemos, llégale. Y después repetimos otra vez. Yeah. Y toda la noche dándole. Si quiero lo hacemos, llégale. Y después repetimos otra vez. Yeah.
Es toda la noche. Kano One in studio aquí en el Salón de Speedy Jr. Bienvenidos.
Yo, yo.
Yes, man. Talk to me the process when you are in the creative zone. When you're writing a song, I know te gusta hacer la canción en español, but because it's not your first language,
right.
You have some co-writers and some help with that.
Yeah, sure. You know, as far as when it comes to Spanish,
mm-hmm.
My producer Vani is the ghostwriter.
Okay,
he's an amazing writer. Everything he writes is super catchy. So he first sends me like the tema, the track, like a skeleton track,
right,
with the reference, and I study it, I learn it, and just I practice. Once I feel good about that and I get that down, then it's time to work on the English verses and, you know, do what I do best, and that's rap. So
excellent, man. So esta canción que está en inglés que se llama Nothing Better, talk to me about the song.
Yeah, Nothing Better. You know, being an old school hip hop head, mm-hmm, like mm-hmm. trap music is something a little new for me.
So this is a trap.
This is trap music, okay. Right here. A little new for me, but I'm really feeling it. I'm vibing with it. I like the double timing of the lyrics when you rap. So I hooked up again with El Marquez,
mm-hmm.
and he's on the chorus. And Alexander Plus is also on there. He's on the third verse. Another Cuban reggaetonero, trapero. He's really like more of trap. We recorded the song. We had a great time with it. Just double timing. That's a lot of fun. Instead of just doing your 1, 2, 3, 4, you know, beat in the pocket, you know,
right.
you're double timing. And we really wanted a summer song. And so this was our summer song that we put out on the beach. And we shot a video for this. It's also on my YouTube page.
Okay. Well, let's drop it right now for everyone. This is called Nothing Better by Kano One here in the Salón de Speedy Jr.
Better.
Yeah, There ain't nothing better than the years in the beach sun, or the cheers when the week's done and the beers to at least one. There ain't nothing better than a vacay with the right hottie. I may play with a tight body, that payday get a quite naughty. Ain't nothing better than down in the jack, pounding them back with the crown and the yak to the sound of a track. Ain't nothing better than having no plan for the whole day. I go ham when I go play, then slow jam with the rose.
No hay nada mejor que tú, brilla con tu propia luz. Haberte conocido ha sido toda una virtud. That's the truth, you made me feel better. No te desesperes, que es lo que tú quieres. Aquí lo tienes.
Y debajo las estrellas, sentados en la arena, bajo la luna llena, pide lo que tú quieras.
There ain't nothing better than the years in the beach sun, or the cheers when the week's done and the beers to at least one. There ain't nothing better than a vacay with the right hottie. I may play with a tight body, that payday get a quite naughty. Ain't nothing better than down in the jack, pounding them back with the crown and the yak to the sound of a track. Ain't nothing better than having no plan for the whole day. I go ham when I go play, then slow jam with the rosé. I'ma put my bag in my car to wait, grab the Yag and the Chardonnay with the swag of a Marvin Gaye for the girls at the party. A world of Bacardi and all of the memories, ballin' like Kennedy in a solace of Hennessy. I'ma follow that remedy as I'm calling up Emily to acknowledge our chemistry that we had then, she mad when I called her by the wrong name. So I guess I probably gotta play the long game. They come and go, I got a number though, and a 100 more at a summer show with a ton of dough for the rum and coke that begun to roll to the frontal lobe. And give me a nice buzz, showing off a little ice, cause she be looking what the price was, never spilling.
That's nothing better, Canal One, aquí en el Salón de Speedy Jr. A little bit of trap in English, man. A little different variations, showing that you still got those skills, right?
Yeah, man. Yeah, you can still flex. Oh, yeah. No doubt.
Oh, man. So, let's say this is the last song, man. Dime que sí. Háblame de esta canción que se llama Dime que sí. This is the newest one, right?
The newest song. Yeah. This came out in December.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of fun. I think it's a good hype, a song for the clubs for sure.
Okay. Talking about hype, let's promo everything you got coming up. Let's see, February 14th, you got a video release date?
Yes. The Pami music video is going to be released on YouTube February 14th for Valentine's Day for all you lovebirds out there.
Excellent.
Yeah, definitely check it out, man. Check it out on my YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
Check me out on Instagram.
Drop everything, all the socials.
Canal One Oficial. Instagram, Canal One on Facebook. And you can check me on all digital platforms, Spotify, Apple Music. Come check us out May 2nd for Salsa de Mayo. It's going to be a good time. Live salsa music, Latin food. And just a good time. If you like to dance and have a good time, it reminds me a lot of the Fiesta Patronal in Puerto Rico.
Oh, so, yeah. I was there for Sunset, man. It was great.
Nice.
Hablando de Sunset, so you salsero like me down low, you know what I mean?
Yeah, that's
When's the salsa track, man? When's the salsa track?
I got big plans, man.
Yeah?
Like,
yeah?
I think Bailame has the potential to be salsa remix, to be bachata remix, even to be a merengue remix.
Okay.
Like, I definitely want to just play around with it because I am a salsero, and I do like dancing bachata and merengue. Like, I would love to mix it up.
Be a excellent, lot of fun. Man. Excellent. Thank you so much for coming through, man.
Man, you Speedy, know, thank you so much, man. You've always been,
estamos aquí para ti.
No doubt.
No, I appreciate it, man. And I appreciate you taking the time. And you officially are my first artist this new podcast that I'm trying to do here, the Salón de Speedy Jr. So
word up. That's what's
so
up,
you
man.
You have the official nod for being the first artist on.
Man,
you can always say
up,
that
man.
I was the first artist on Speedy Jr.'s podcast. Hopefully, when I make it big, like Kevin Smith or something.
There you go. indeed. No doubt.
All right, man. Canal One, the website, do one last time, just in case everybody missed it.
Instagram is Canal One Oficial and Canal One on Facebook.
All right, this is called Dime Que Sí. Signing off with Canal One, Speedy Jr., and Salón de Speedy Jr. We'll be back with some more interesting artists soon.
Yeah. Yes, yes.
Thank you, Kano.
Number one.
All right.
Dress. I know that you really wanna say yes.